This is episode 9 of the Dragon Ball Insider Podcast, taking place on June 15th, 2015. What's going on, everyone? My name is Anthony, and this is indeed the Dragon Ball Insider Podcast. Today, we have a special guest. His name is Anthony Cavanaugh, and he is at ADC Art Attack on Instagram. Anthony, why don't you say hello to everyone, introduce yourself, and give everyone a background of who you are, just so they don't be surprised when they hear you talking on the podcast when it begins.
Hey guys, how are you? My name's Anthony. As we just said, I'm ADC Art Attack on Instagram. I'm an artist. It's pretty much what I do. I draw pretty much predominantly Dragon Ball Z related artwork, animes, 3D drawings, realistic drawings, custom hats, custom shoes. So yeah, that's pretty much what I do. It's pretty much who I am. There's not much more to it, really. Massive Dragon Ball Z fan, and that's what I'm here to discuss today.
Yeah, and if you can't tell by his accent, he is French.
Oh yeah, I'm French. Bonjour.
No, clearly he is from England. He is an Englishman.
I'm from England, and I love my tea. I'm a big fan of tea.
He does.
Yes.
But like you said, he is a big Dragon Ball fan. He does a lot of custom art with, what is it, hats and shoes and, I mean...
things.
It's awesome. He does live streams on Twitch. And he's very opinionated, as you'll soon see.
Oh, yes.
But keep in mind, he's on here because he is an artist, and I wanted to get an artistic standpoint. I mean, clearly it's going to be a little bit biased because he is an artist, but... I didn't think that goes without saying. As much as you could try to be objective, you're always going to have that artistic bias. But we have a lot to talk about. But it's cool to talk to you because we've never actually been on a podcast together. It's actually our first time talking.
It's actually our first time like this. Communicating. Oh gosh,
it is. I mean, we talk a lot on. I mean, what is it? Kick Messenger, and
we do
have some discussions. So it's pretty cool. It's going to be awesome getting someone else's standpoint besides my own, obviously. And, I mean, when we have Dave on here and Ben, but...
Hopefully everyone can understand me and, you know, my British accent comes through.
Yeah, I mean, you're easy to understand. You talk slow enough. You get people... You just don't go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, it's good to have you on here, man. Like, I'm looking forward to getting this podcast, I mean, rolled out, and I think people can expect a lot. But we do have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about some Dragon Ball Z, Resurrection F, but more importantly, we're going to talk about the new Dragon Ball Z TV series that was recently announced in Japan to begin syndication in July. And it's a pretty controversial topic when we discuss the poster that appeared on the official website. So with that being said, let's get this started. We have a lot to talk about, and I think you're going to enjoy this content. So like I said once before, let's begin and enjoy. Okay, so we're going to play some catch up. Now we're going to first talk about the 2015 Dragon Ball Z movie that was released in theaters in Japan. The name of that movie is Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F, or Revival of F, or Fukatsu no F, depending on how you want to translate it. As you can imagine, this movie, Revival of F, is centered on the revival of Frieza, and we get a new Super Saiyan form in this movie that both Goku and Vegeta acquire, and it is called the Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan. Now, a lot of people are calling this a new transformation, but I'm going to explain to you why I don't believe it actually is a new transformation per se. Goku clearly states that it's basically just turning into a Super Saiyan while having the power of a Super Saiyan God. And by the way, the hair is blue. Now, one can argue that this is a new transformation for Vegeta because he never actually acquired the God form. But even so, the God form in and of itself isn't actually a transformation either. It's more of a mode or a form, as was stated in Battle of Gods. So it's debatable, but let's go with form, not transformation. Now, I've been seeing a lot of these comments online, which I just want to clear up. In the new Dragon Ball series that's starting up in Japan on July 5th, we got to see a teaser trailer on Fuji TV about this. And Goku in that trailer, he turns into a Super Saiyan. Now, people are viewing this trailer and saying, you know what? Goku turned into a Super Saiyan, so this must be before the 2015 movie, because the Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan form, they consider it to be a permanent form, which has never been stated before. So I just want to clear that up, that this is all speculation, and I don't personally believe that the Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan form is a permanent form. So just keep that in mind and try to think of it as objective as possible, and basically just don't automatically assume that since he went Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan that it is permanent. But anyway, Vegeta gets his form as well, as I stated. And the movie's great. We went out to L.A., members of the Dragon Ball Insider crew. I actually flew out from New Jersey to see this movie. It was debuted in America in April, and it was great. It was the world premiere. It was a red carpet event. A lot of voice actors showed up, Japanese and English. Masako Nozawa, Sean Schemmel, Kyle Hebert, Chris Sabat, the movie's director, Tadayoshi Yamamoto. It was really awesome. And it was a great time. In addition to all that, prior to the movie's premiere in March, that Funimation actually announced the acquisition of the rights for the film. And they titled the movie Resurrection F, as opposed to its Japanese counterpart, Fukatsu no F, which literally translates to Revival of F. And it's going to be in theaters across the U.S. and North America this summer as part of a limited theatrical run. And recently, just I think it was yesterday, Funimation actually announced that the dub premiere will be on July 2nd at Anime Expo. It's going to be at the Regal Live Theater in Los Angeles. So that's going to be pretty cool. But do you have any comments on this, Anthony? I mean, you haven't seen it yet. It's probably going to be licensed somewhere out there by Manga UK, but as far as I know, anime isn't very popularly shown on the cinema in Europe and specifically England. So,
yeah, right here we don't get much anime, unfortunately. So it's unfortunate, but I'm really excited. I am excited about the movie. I have seen quite a bit of it, a few like teasers and images floating around. So it's quite interesting. I did enjoy the first one, the previous movie, Battle of Gods, I'm still very on the fence about the way Dragon Ball is going right now, but I am excited about this new film. Just curious to see what all the hype is about. It's had some great reviews, so I do look forward to it.
Yeah, I was actually looking on Twitter not too long ago, and I saw that Manga UK at the, I don't even know what convention it was. It was some Comic-Con out in London or somewhere out in England, stated that they're going to be releasing some news on Resurrection F. So hopefully they acquired the rights to it. That'd be awesome. And if they do have a theatrical event out there, I mean, that's certainly going to be a first. And I mean, due to its popularity, it's certainly possible in my opinion. So hopefully we'll see, but it would definitely be good to see it come out there. And I mean, it's already listed to be shown in theaters across 74 countries. We just don't know specifics on all those countries. I mean, most of the screenings right now are going on in like the Latin American countries, and next it's going to be here. So it's going to be awesome, and hopefully it turns out to be as big worldwide as Battle of Gods was, because Battle of Gods certainly was a huge success across the world and in Japan and certainly America as well. And it was kind of cool, just a side note, when I was actually in Los Angeles, a lot of the Japanese staff on the crew from Toei Animation and all of them, they were very surprised that Dragon Ball Z was so big out here. I actually heard somewhere that they were like, oh wow, you know, like this is huge. And there were some guys out here saying, you know, you haven't seen anything yet. This is a small event. If you had this, like a massive event, you'd see how large Dragon Ball is. And this doesn't even do it as much justice as it deserves. It's crazy. But it really is crazy.
It is like that here as well. I mean, there's many fans, many UK fans of the Dragon Ball Z series. I mean, you can't really go anywhere without hearing some guys, even girls, really talking about it. So it is a big thing. It's just not getting the I'm not really sure the word. It's not getting put out there as much. I mean, we all love it. Everyone loves it, but there's no events circling around it. So I mean, when you go to anime cons or comic cons, Dragon Ball seems to have such a small section. It never seems to really get the publicity it should get. It doesn't get as in your face as it seems to have over there in America. I do see a lot of people dressing up as characters, having a good time, and it is unfortunate. It's very unfortunate we aren't getting it. I don't know why we're not getting it. I don't know if there's some kind of legal issue that I'm missing here, or I don't know.
Honestly, it's strange to me because Dragon Ball is huge, like I said, everywhere. I mean, in Germany, in France, and certainly in Latin America, here in the US, it's a huge market. And what I thought was the most interesting thing going out to Los Angeles was seeing it's a largely diverse group of fans. I mean, you got your typical geek culture that goes out there, and then you have your guys who look like they're on steroids out there. You know, it's like, and then you have like your normal guys who are just fans, and you have people like us who have a website. So it's just you never see anything like it. And I truly believe that Dragon Ball Z is the one anime that is widely accepted as non-nerdy, if that's okay to say. You know, yeah. it's accepted by everyone, guys, girls, alone. It's really is amazing. And going to the premiere out there was truly an awesome experience to see what type of fans are really out there. I mean, you see a lot online, but it's just once you're in the mix of it, it's just, I don't think that you'll be able to say you could see a crowd like this going to see, I don't even know, I haven't seen much anime, but like when I watch Death Note, I can't imagine everyone liking Death Note as opposed to everyone watching Dragon Ball. And I really found that out going to LA and experiencing it firsthand. But anyway, we're going to move on to pretty much our main topic. We're going to get into some of the new Dragon Ball series. I don't want to say controversial. It's just a debatable.
It's controversial.
Topic.
It's very controversial.
I mean,
yes.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah, depending if you're you and me. I think this is. Yeah. I mean, there's two Anthonys here, so you're gonna have to pick a side, really. And either way, you're gonna win. There's two Anthonys, so pick one of us. you know what?
Anyway,
go
ahead.
Go ahead. You start.
I was gonna say, let's get to the main topic. Okay, so it's 2015, and we are getting a new Dragon Ball TV series, which is crazy. So on April 28th, Toei Animation announced via a press release that this was going to happen, and this is what the press release said. Toei Animation has announced production on Dragon Ball Super, Japanese title tentative for English release, the first all-new Dragon Ball television series to be released in 18 years. Following the recent events of the hit feature film Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F, Dragon Ball Super will debut in Japan in July 2015. Reuniting the franchise's iconic characters, Dragon Ball Super will follow the aftermath of Goku's fierce battle with Majin Buu as he attempts to maintain Earth's fragile peace. Overseen by Dragon Ball's original creator, Akira Toriyama, and produced with Fuji Television, Dragon Ball Super will draw on its historic past to create a bold, new universe welcoming to fans and endearing to new viewers. And just a little update on that, we recently learned that Super will begin in syndication on Sunday mornings on Fuji TV in Japan on July 5th. So we now have confirmation when that actually is going to start. Now, we have a couple people, actually we have a lot of people returning, but notably, Norihito Sumitomo was returning as the film's composer. And if you don't know who he is, he composed Battle of Gods, he composed a lot of Revival of F, Resurrection F, however you want to call it, and he did the currently airing Majin Buu arc of Kai in Japan. Now, Tadayoshi Yamamura is returning as the series' character designer. He recently was the director for Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F, which he's never actually done before, but he was involved in a lot of the character designs from the original DBZ TV series, so you could look forward to seeing him as the character designer. Now, in addition to all that, there's going to be a manga adaptation appearing in V-Jump, and it will be illustrated by Toyo Taro, the author of Dragon Ball Heroes Victory Mission. So, recently, the official Twitter account announced that there was going to be a short TV spot this past Sunday on June 14th, and it was going to be the first look that anyone has seen of the series animation. And in this little short teaser trailer, Goku was wearing his radish farming outfit, the same as he did in the 2008 Jump Super Anime Tour special, Heia Son Goku and His Friends Return. So yes, Goku is a radish farmer, if you didn't know that, now you do. And as I said earlier, Goku does turn Super Saiyan in this trailer. And just a quick update, we had some news recently before we get into the real debate. There were some details revealed regarding its plot in the recent V-Jump, the August 2015 issue. And the Kanzenshu staff, they were so gracious to translate, well, the whole thing, which is awesome, and kudos to them. I don't know how they do it, but anyway, if anyone's a translator, hit me up. I could use some help. But anyway, I'm going to read what some of these say, and you can make your interpretation of these. Actually, let's talk about them, actually. So here's the thing. I'm going to post the scans up, and it's basically 2 pages worth of different characters with different scoops. And by scoop, I mean little snippets pointing to information about what the series entails. So this is what the first scoop says. Dragon Ball Super is set slightly after the showdown with Majin Buu. So we do get that confirmation that it's most likely before Battle of Gods. And I'm going to go so far as saying, you know what, it's definitely before Battle of Gods. And this is what that scoop says. Dragon Ball Super is a gem of an original story from an original draft provided by the manga author Akira Toriyama Sensei. This series is a super tale that depicts what happens afterwards to Goku and the gang following the titanic battle with Majin Buu and links up to with the movies Battle of Gods and Revival of F. So when I hear links up, I mean it. I hear it leads up to. So I'm going to go so far as saying, yeah, this is definitely before Battle of Gods. Do you agree, Anthony?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. So the second scoop says, already well known from the movies, for the first time, Beerus and Whis joins the fray in a TV series. The God of Destruction Beerus and his servant Whis have already cut quite a figure in the last 2 movies, and now they're set to appear as regular cast members for the series. Far stronger than the likes of Frieza, Cell, or Majin Buu, Beerus will run amok in the new series.
I like this.
That is kind of cool.
I do like this. Hopefully we get a, you know, a bit more insight into their characters.
I can't imagine why we wouldn't. So the next scoop is saying the illustrious main cast will remain as is, which is cool. Masako Nozawa-san, voice of Son Goku, and the rest of the main cast are taking part in this series too. Deeply familiar with Dragon Ball, these actors and actresses will breathe a new life into Goku and the gang. So that's kind of cool. So, for anyone who's listening, no English voice cast or even licensing has been announced. So, with that said, it has to be waited on. Anyway, let's see. The first episode synopsis is available. Goku gets a job. Following Majin Buu's defeat, peaceful days have come. When Chi-Chi orders Goku to earn some money, Goku gets the itch to train while he works. Meanwhile, Goten heads out on an adventure with Trunks to find a gift for his soon-to-be sister-in-law, Videl. So again, like I stated earlier, I do think this takes prior to Battle of Gods, and this helps further prove my point, because in Battle of Gods, Chi-Chi refers to Videl as Gohan's wife. So soon-to-be sister-in-law implies not married. Next scoop, super high quality, gorgeous visuals. The entire series is produced with new animation. This new series will be broadcast entirely with new footage, like with the movies or the openings and endings for Dragon Ball Kai. An overwhelming new Dragon Ball world is revealed. And lastly, the comic adaptation by Toyotaro Sensei starts this issue. And Toyotaro states, getting to see a new DB as a new Dragon Ball anime series every week makes me too happy. With this comicalization, I want to make my own small contribution to the excitement. So everyone, please check out the manga too. So obviously there is a lot of hype surrounding all of this.
And I have a few issues with this.
You do, which we are going to get to. So, on Monday, we got an update to the film's official website. So, on this update, we got an unveiling of a background with 2 obviously new characters. A female character resembling Whis's race, and a fat-looking Beerus, and he's most likely another god of destruction. Now, the thing is, there are a lot of complaints, all based on this friggin' background to a website, and I want to talk about it, and let's start with one of the complainers. Anthony, go ahead.
I've been dubbed one of the complainers. Okay, well, let's start with this. We got a fat Beerus, and I'm going to pull the image now and just, you know, so I can just refresh my memory and look at this.
Sure.
You know, the first thing, and we're gonna say this is an artistic standpoint, we'll use that as an excuse, but I think it's laziness. I truly think that this is lazy, and this is not what I expected from a new series. The character designs, you know, we had Beerus, which, to be honest, a lot of us wasn't very happy with at the start. There were complaints, especially from me, but I came round and I liked him in the end because I enjoyed his character. It was quite fun and, you know, it was an awesome character in the end. So that, you know, my skepticism was blown straight out the window. It was just gone. But then we get this, and we get a fatter version of a character. It basically looks like fan art. This doesn't even, for me, doesn't even look official. And I know it is. But it just doesn't look it. It just looks like a fan art poster. And I'm not talking the rest of it. I'm just specifically targeting Fat Beerus and even Female Whis. But I do like Female Whis. And I know it's kind of weird that I would, considering it's just as much of a change as, you know, Fat Beerus from Skinny Beerus. But I appreciate the sex change. I appreciate that, you know, it's a different character. At least it is a different character. And it's fair to say we can have a female, we can have a male. So I like that. And it doesn't need to be a major change. That's simplistic enough. A female from a male to a female, you know, that's fine. But this character is just a thicker version. There's nothing here seems creative to me. It doesn't seem like they put any thought into this, and I'm just not happy with it. As a fan, I'm not happy. I don't know. What do you think of this?
Well, truthfully, and as you stated, this is probably more or less an artistic bias that you have because you're an artist. But honestly, I didn't know what to expect going into this new series since so little information was revealed prior to this and the trailer. So first seeing him, I'm like, you know what? That sounds about right. Like, I wasn't surprised after seeing that. It's clear that he is the god of destruction of probably from one of the other universes that Beerus spoke of at the end of Battle of Gods. But then again, I don't know that for sure. But once I saw the complaining, I was just mind blown because not only did I not expect to see as much as I did, but it's so early on that it's really, you're only seeing the side of his face and a smirk for one. And for two, it's just, if you look back at all of the villains, and I'm sorry, not even the villains, if you look at all of the god characters, for example, you have your Kaioshin, you have your Kais, you have your Namekians, you have all of these guys that are of god status, and their counterparts, think about it. You have North Kai, South Kai, West Kai, East Kai. They really do look the same. If you look at them, there's not much of a change. And then your Kaioshin, you have your Supreme Kai, and then you have a bunch of other Kaioshin, and they all really do resemble each other. So to me, it would stand to reason that this character does and should look like Beerus, because even though he is very similar, and that's not to argue, but yeah, it's expected, and I think we don't have enough information to make such a quick judgment call. I mean, you say it reminds you of fan art, and I could understand your opinion and accept it for what it is, but I disagree because of it's what I'm so used to. And argument, actually, you know what, you continue, because I'll make my argument after you rebut.
I think you know, I think what you're saying there is you expected it, and that's where I think the problem lies. I, in my personal opinion, I think we shouldn't have to expect it. We shouldn't have to follow a trend. I don't think, because I've been a fan of Dragon Ball for so many years now, it's crazy. I was a fan back in the mid-90s, and it was okay as a child. It was okay as a child to have these simplistic characters. The Kais were forgettable. For me, they were forgettable enough. They played, okay, on the grand scheme of things, they may have played a large part in Majin Buu. But they only had such a brief period, and I didn't even remember them until I looked them up. So that doesn't matter. They're not big characters. For me, they weren't big characters, so they can slip by. The Namekians, okay, big characters, but again, you didn't need to know any of them. None of them had names. But I just feel that we shouldn't have to expect the same thing. I feel that now that we've grown, the series should have grown. And this is a point as well. We said earlier about a new fan base. They're trying to draw in a new fan base, I think it was. Something. Here we go. Welcome into new fans. For me, again, I mean, what about the old fans? What about the rest of us, the ones who have supported the series for 20 plus years? Are we not entitled to grow? Is this not allowed to happen? Do we not get the entitlement?
Here's the thing, and I understand where you're coming from that standpoint, but I'm gonna respectfully disagree with that, because that's not really the way production and things work. If you keep catering to an older audience, you'll never get a new audience. So you have to go backwards in age, so you get that new audience. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand that, and I like that. Obviously, in the revival of Frieza, we get Frieza back, so that is catering to the older fans. You know, we missed Frieza, so they brought Frieza back. So I like that. But it's just this simplistic, lazy style that I think needs to be broken. The storytelling can continue as it does, as it has done, or maybe make a new story. That would be nice. I would actually love to see a new story, something that completely differs from the Z that we're used to. So I would absolutely love to see that. But it's just the character, for me, it seems lazy. Now, I've actually, mid-sentence, I've actually thought of something that is kind of a theory I have here, which could redeem this for me. It could actually redeem my opinion on these characters. What if it's a parallel universe? Where the opposites are opposite.
See, that's the thing. That's actually a very common, I guess, prediction. I see that I see that everywhere.
Maybe I'm just very slow with this. Maybe I've just been, you know, blinded by the hateful.
Or you just haven't seen it.
Extremely laziness. Yeah. But I still do feel that this is not a good sign. Considering Beerus did mention there were other gods, and I mean, Goku jokingly was offered the role as God when Beerus dies or retires or gives up. I don't remember the exact offer. Okay, it was a joke, but would you joke about something?
Basically,
like that?
When Beerus kicks the bucket, you should take his throne, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you mentioned that, too, because with, I'm sorry, I'm actually going back to where you said parallel universe. We know it exists. I mean, for all we know, this could be the Beerus from future Trunks's timeline.
Good theory. That would be nice.
It could be. I don't actually think that's going to happen, because I honestly don't think that Toriyama goes that deep into thought. But
I could say I hope it does. I'd like to see the Trunks back. The real Trunks. I'd like to see him back.
But we do know that Toriyama has a tendency for laziness. But in any case, I want to go back to saying how all of these characters somewhat resemble themselves. My other argument for, you know, it's simple, unthought, and from an artistic standpoint, I'm sure you can understand this, but Goku, Bardock, and Goten, what are the differences there, besides one person being smaller and the other person just having the eyes of Goku when he's a Super Saiyan, but not obviously gold, and a scar on his face? Where is the creativity there, giving him a scar and a headband?
And that shuts me up. It's very,
you know, my argument there is you didn't complain about that, but you were young
yes,
and you didn't really care.
I think that will always be my argument. I think my argument will always fall back, and I think this is the common argument with everyone who is complaining about the style. I think everyone complaining about the style is probably around my age. You know, I'm 23, so I think they're similar age to me, and they're, you know, they're looking at this, and they I don't know. You stumped me with that one. I mean, Goku and Goten, it is a bit ridiculous. But again, I was young and I didn't really care about it. So if I watch the series again, because I haven't watched, truthfully, I haven't gone back and watched Dragon Ball in a long time. I haven't gone back and watched it throughout. I don't have much time on my hands to do so. And I assume if I go back and watch it, it's like anything. Anything you watch again, you start to pick holes in and you start to realize this wasn't so good. With your childhood movies, you go back and watch them. It's not, it's never as good the second time around, especially when you get older. So you do notice these flaws. And I think that's what I'm coming to realize now. I think that's why maybe I'm a little against this now. Dragon Ball, I'm not saying I hate Dragon Ball. I don't want people to listen to this and hear me bashing this new series, because it is only the new series I'm targeting here. It's not the previous. The previous will always be dear to my heart, the fact that I watched this for years and I love the animation, I love drawing them. But it is just the new styles that are getting to me. Maybe I'm just getting old, but I'm not liking the new animation. I really am not liking it. I'm
You're
not
not
like
liking the teaser trailer?
I don't think I've seen the teaser trailer, but it's more from the movies I'm going by. The digital, the lot of the, the CGI type graphics.
It probably won't be like that with the series, honestly, because the movie definitely works on a larger budget than the films do, so.
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, I will have to go and watch the trailer myself. I didn't even know the trailer had released, in all
Really,
honesty.
it's up on the website. You,
I'll have to definitely go and give that a watch.
it,
But yeah,
yeah,
it's
it's just the
a
teaser trailer, and you see him go Super Saiyan. You see him clearly wearing his outfit he wore in the Jump special.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just getting old. I'm just getting tired of seeing the same thing now. I just want something new, but I want something creative and, different. Not the same things.
Yeah, I mean, it's what good can you take out of this trailer? Or I'm sorry, of the background to the website. Is there any good you can take out of it? I mean, it's
I
really
mentioned this.
straightforward, but
This may be showing my criticism being more artistic, but this may sound odd. One of my comments I had made today earlier on, actually, something I liked, is the hair.
really?
Maybe I think that's an odd comment to make, but I like the hair. I think it looks, especially on Vegeta in this picture, it looks much better. It doesn't look as blocky. The old traditional version was just kind of like, I don't know, it was just black. There wasn't really much to it was just black. But this one has got the highlights, it looks better. Obviously, the way they've developed the characters now, the more muscular, everything just looks cleaner, and I do like that. I do like that it's cleaner. I am except I don't know. I have My opinions are so mixed, but they are just clouded by the big thing at the top. I don't even know what to call him, but he is just clouding my judgment. I like
Understandably so, it's just from that standpoint, but I'm not trying to look at it objectively.
I like the finger, holding the earth up. I think that is interesting. I think that right there
That could mean
shows
something.
this guy is probably evil. This guy is probably sadistic, crazy. He doesn't look too happy. He doesn't look like someone you want to have over at a party. He looks pretty, I don't know about that grin. It's a weird looking grin.
And it's interesting you say that because Beerus and the title of his job, it that's what it is. It's just a job, his God of Destruction. So he's not exactly evil per se. He is just doing his job. So
Doing
he
his
doesn't
job.
kill for sport. For all we know, this guy could be killing for sport, or we really do not know what this guy is actually about. So my thing is, why judge something? It's the prime example. Why judge a book by its cover? We have
Yes.
no idea what this person is about. So why judge him based off of a still image when we don't know his personality, we don't know what he looks like? And actually, in addition, I just sent you an image on Skype if you want to open it up. It's actually the cover to the manga that is going to be
This is
released in
the
the
one.
next
This is
Vijo.
the image. If this is the image that I saw and I like, the hairstyle. I think the hair looks really awesome. I
It's
do like
awesome. And
this.
you know what? I don't know. Let me see. That's the thing is that artwork, that's not Toriyama. That's
It
Toyotaro.
isn't,
He's
no.
the one
I
who.
can it
Go ahead.
I do like this style a lot more than, dare I say, Toriyama's, but I don't know. I do like this. I do like this. It sort
It's
of
really,
resembles
it's great. It really
it.
is great.
It really is, and this gives me faith. This kind of trailer, this kind of release, this gives me faith. Looking at this, I like it. Whis, I don't know what's wrong with him. He seems a little dazed and confused. But Beerus looks angry as hell. But you know, yeah, this restores faith. This is the kind of thing you want to see: aggression, anger, violence. You know, this is Dragon Ball Z. These are superpowered beings, and this is what this looks like. The other
now,
one,
tell me
too
this:
happy.
If once you see this character in the animation, do you think, based on his character appearance and basically the way he carries himself, will change your outlook on him, even though he looks the same?
Definitely, yes. I think it will. I think it will. I think we need to see, really, but I'm hoping he's not a god of destruction, which is a worrying thought here, because Beerus is the god of destruction. What else could this guy have? What title could this guy have? Or could he be a god of love who turned angry? I mean, we don't know, but I'm just hoping that it's not, you know, 8, 9, 10 god of destructions. That's gonna be pretty sucky.
You know, you wouldn't like to see there be a god of destruction for each of the 12 universes?
I really wouldn't.
Really?
I think it would make sense, but there was no mention of multiple gods for one universe. I mean, some of the Kais were mentioned as sort of gods. Even Kami was mentioned as a god at one point, wasn't he?
Well, Kami literally means god in Japanese, so he is the god of Earth.
So I think it would have been better if Dragon Ball was more thought out, perhaps. I think it should have been, if it was planned out better, this would all make sense. But at the moment, it seems that the story is sort of being made up now as it goes.
Well, that's the thing. Keep in mind that when the manga was in its original serialization back in the 80s, it was a week-to-week show. Or, I'm sorry, week-to-week manga chapter. So they were making the chapters up as they went. Mm. So that's not exactly a incorrect statement when you say it just seems made up, because it really was.
But what you don't want is, we don't want it to feel made up. And that's what I think is happening. I think it's feeling too made up on the spot. It's sort of like you were given a deadline. I need a character and I need it now. Okay. Let me take this character, Beerus, and I'm just gonna draw a big circle here and let's expand his stomach. We did it with Boo. I mean, we can do it with this character too. No one's gonna really care. Everyone's gonna care. It's
yeah.
You gotta remember, this is the biggest anime. You know, everyone knows Dragon Ball. Everyone has their eyes on it. So there is gonna be a lot of opinions, and my opinion is probably wrong, and it's probably, you know, differs from everyone else. But I say wrong, we can't really have a wrong opinion, but
yeah,
I do hope that I'm proven wrong. And
you
some
can
of
have
these
a
images,
wrong opinion if what your opinion is against the actual fact.
Yeah. But I mean, I just want there to be a different set of gods. I want there to be another god of, just like in I think it's Greek mythology. You know, we have you have the god of war, the god of love, the god of hate, the god of, you know, different gods.
Yeah,
for
you
different
have Ares,
roles.
You have friggin'
Poseidon, Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus.
That's what I want. But it seems all we're getting right here is Zeus, 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 Zeus. We're just getting the same ones. Can we have something new? It probably won't make for a great anime if we have a god of love. It will probably be pretty you'd have to be pretty high to watch it, I think. It'll probably be real lovey and, you know, happy. But, I don't know. I'd like to see... I am curious about this character. I'm not going to lie and say I'm not curious and I'm not going to watch it. I am going to watch this. But,
Well, that was my next question. Are you going to watch this new series when it becomes available?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, this is the thing with Dragon Ball. It has a way. It has a way of drawing you in, and It's just great. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it. You can hate on it as much as you like, as I have, but I'm definitely going to watch it.
Well, do you think this is going to be like a self-fulfilling prophecy? Like, you're already expecting it to be bad because of these character designs and the simplicity of it?
You know what? I learned from my mistakes. But I say that. I hated on Battle of Gods, admittedly. Right. I sort of said I liked it, but I wasn't happy that they had brought back a series that I loved. I wasn't happy. Reason being is I'm one of those people who like to see... You like to watch it and live up to seeing it, and then you just like to know that it is done. Leave it alone now. Don't break it, please. So it was done. It was happy. Then when they did it, I was skeptical. I said, this is going to be awful. This is going to be terrible. I hated the character. Beerus, I hated him. He was a cat. why have we got a cat? And then it...
Then we learn that it's his actual cat. It's Toriyama's cat.
Yeah, that as well. But it turned out to be good. It had a few moments in there that were questionable. Vegeta, mainly. I understand the reason for Vegeta's little outburst of dancing and things, which was redeemed by the aggression and surpassing Goku at one point. But it's still, that was a risky move that could have completely just destroyed the character, and it had a lot of people hating. I remember when the trailer released, and it was not going down so well. But we loved it. In the end, we loved it. So that's what I'm hoping here, and I'm thinking that by doing what I'm doing here, by setting my standards very low, I think that only leaves me open now to, you know, appreciate it. If I hate on everything now and I give such a negative opinion, I'm not forcing a negative opinion. This is truthfully my opinion. So that kind of sucks that I'm not having to actually force a negative opinion. I actually have a negative opinion. But I'm hoping that I'm proven wrong. I'm hoping, and I most likely will be. I'm a big fanboy. Well, when it comes out, I will watch it and I will love it.
Back to your statement on the movies, I just want to point something out that not a lot of people know. Most of the movies prior to Battle of Gods, movies 1, 2, 3, up through whatever it is, I think it's 13, but based on those movies, most of the time, the script writer for these movies was a guy by the name of Takeo Koyama, and he is Hero Goku, as you could say, as one could say. So he is the Goku we see portrayed in the English version of Dragon Ball Z. So here's the thing. Toriyama's vision of Goku was, it was a one-way street. He's strong, he wants to be strong, and he'll do whatever it takes to be strong and prove himself that he's strong. And he is actually very, I don't want to say selfish, but it's kind of true. For example, when Krillin was going to stab Vegeta in the Saiyan arc, Goku in the anime for the English dub was like, you know, don't do it, Krillin. You know, maybe he'll change. Maybe he'll be a better person. Blah, blah, blah. In the Japanese version, he's like, Krillin, don't kill him because I want to come back and beat him because I couldn't beat him this time and I just want to make sure I could beat him. It's just, you know, that's a selfish and stupid statement. You know, not for anything. Like, that was his vision. And there's an interview somewhere with Toriyama actually saying, you know, on this culture here in America, we made him out to be this hero when his vision was completely different. But honestly, I think that's what made Dragon Ball Z so successful here, because it's the hero aspect. But back to my point, Koyama, he portrayed Goku's character as we did here in the United States, the English version of Goku. So it's just, there are two different characters of Goku. Here in America, the English version, because it's recorded here, and then you have Toriyama's Goku, and Battle of Gods was very much Toriyama's Goku. The silly, it was very comedic, and it was just like, Goku wasn't in the movie most of the time. And we find out, you know, he was just watching everyone get beat up so he could figure out how to beat him. He didn't come and help. You know, to me, that's like, you know what, that's so Toriyama-esque. And it is Toriyama-esque because it was Toriyama. So it's just, people need to realize that the Goku that everyone knows and loves as the hero, I mean, it's time to start looking at it from a different side and being like, you know, I do understand how Goku actually is. Now, that being said, I think that could be the make or break of the series for people here in this culture who are fans of the English dub. Because if people start saying, you know, why is Goku is such a goof, and why is he like not in the movie, and why is he selfish? He's not the hero. It could either be that, or people will say, you know what, Toriyama wrote it, it's definitely going to be good. So I think that's something to look out for. This series is completely written by Toriyama, and as far as we know, he's all in. So I expect to see more of his style than anything else, because number one, he wrote it. But number two, it's all him, like I said. And it's going to be interesting to see how Funimation dubs this if they eventually do acquire the rights for it. So that's just my take on that.
I hope they do. I really do.
I'm sure they will.
I think the Japanese dub, or the original dub, it you know, there's not many fans. I think in the survey we saw that it's sort of, there's not many people who do like female Goku, screaming, shouting, crying. So it's a little, you know, plus the music. This is another point. I really do think that the music holds this back, because I'm a massive fan of the, I can't ever say his name right. I think it's Bruce Falconer.
Falconer.
That is the Z that everyone, most people know, especially people my age. And I think that's why it plays. I think that's why many people around my age, similar to my age, tend to have my opinion. I think it's because we all have that similar, you know, we all grew up with the similar, with the same thing, basically. We all had that, and now there's so many changes happening so quickly as well, because not many of us have watched Kai, for example.
Well, this new composer, he is very much like Falconer is, and it's interesting, because for those who don't know, Bruce Falconer, he was an award-winning composer of music and orchestra, and he was one of the composers, just one of the composers for the music featured in Funimation's dub of Dragon Ball Z. And I think there are more than just him. There was Michael Lloyd Smith, there was Scott Morgan, there was, I think his name is Julius Dobos, and Falconer is credited with most of the compositions, but these other guys had huge part in that. But anyway, yeah, most people our age who grew up with the English dub, they hear the original soundtrack for Dragon Ball Z, and everyone's like, you know, this isn't the music I grew up listening to. It's not as epic as I thought it was. But as you were saying, go ahead.
As you said there, the epic factor, I think that's something that needs to be done right. And we all know with everything, music is the key. Everything, movies, anything that you watch, music is the key to making a scene, to making a moment epic. And you know, you can right off the top of your head start going like dun do 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 do, and you can start like, you know, you remember those little things from Z, those little moments, and you can put them together. You can say, well, this is Super Saiyan 3, this was Super Saiyan 1, this was Gohan Angers, you know, and you know those themes. I don't get any of those from Battle of Gods. Now, I've seen Battle of Gods a few times, and I don't remember. I don't even know if there was music. Like, I don't remember any of it. And
well, we're going to definitely get in. The thing is, in Resurrection F, we certainly get. We get a rock band, like a hardcore rock band in this.
That's what I think I'm missing out, being in the UK. You know, I can't even weigh an opinion on the movie that you guys were so lucky to see that I'm so jealous of. Because we don't even get any of that. We get no treatment here, yeah. And it's just quite unfair that we, you know, I have to wait so long to get an opinion on that.
And I'm definitely gonna reach out to Manga UK. I'm really interested to see why, and I really think it's due in part to the fact that violence is very much. I mean, not that it's looked up upon anywhere else, but
we try not to make violence, especially in media, easily accessible. It's heavily censored, and it, you know, they try to keep it away from places where kids can go, which is theaters, you know, cinemas. They're easy for kids to get into, and obviously the rating system as well here will probably, I don't know, it may be a little bit harsher than it is there.
So it has to be. It has. Yeah, to I think be. You guys probably didn't have 50 Shades of Grey in theaters. You know, it's like
I think we did. But we it was did only for like a day. I don't know. I think we did, but. Again, that was I think that was rated an 18. I think that was like, you gotta be an adult. You need to be able to drink to watch it. So it was,
yeah, well, like drinking that. Here is 21, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, well, I think
anyway, let's get back on topic, because I want to get your opinion, actually your prediction for where do you actually see this series going, and just in a short explanation, you know, where do you think it's going to begin, and what do you think is going to happen? Just by what we've seen so far, basically through that background.
Oh, this is it. To make a prediction is so difficult for this, because it's a new path again, isn't it? It's a new thing, and I'm not used to stories with Dragon Ball. The stories haven't really been strong, so it's kind of hard to make a prediction, really. Obviously, we can pretty much guess that good guy's going to win, bad guy's going to lose, bad guy's going to be stronger, good guy's going to get stronger and beat bad guy. And it's sort of going to be that pattern again. So Goku will get beat up, Vegeta might step in, Vegeta gets beat up, Goku gets stronger, Goku wins. So, I mean, that's something as well, that's another point. I think Vegeta needs to take over. I think we need Vegeta to be, maybe not the main focus, because that's not his character. He's not been built to be that character, the main focus, and, you know, to be, just to be the hero, really. But that's right. Something that I think will be interesting if they do that. I think that'll be nice to make this one about Vegeta. Pick someone and follow their story. It's nice to have these side stories, but pick someone. Sort of like we had Gohan. Gohan was Dragon Ball Z, but it sort of began to drift away from him towards the end. It kind of came back to him, then it drifted away again. So Pick a character, pick one, and build on them. Let us enjoy someone. Not just Goku, because we know Goku. We know what Goku can do, and it's become predictable. I don't want to see Goku win another fight. I really don't. I just want Goku to
But feature. See, Goku has never really won many fights. Let's put that forward. I mean,
he's
who
always
did
been
he truly beat?
It's, well, apart from
Majin
Frieza,
Buu.
There's Majin Buu. Well, no, he would play, what was it? Universal Spirit Bomb? Some kind of Spirit Bomb? It was just...
Yeah, and it
so,
wasn't
yeah,
even all him.
Yeah, I mean, so he has always had help. Vegeta is someone who deserves a win. And
I think that'll happen. I do.
You know what? We all hoped for that in Resurrection F. But did that happen? I mean, I've seen
I don't want to spoil too much, but he has a big moment.
Yeah, that's what I think. He has a big moment.
Let's just say it's very
typical
abruptly
Vegeta
cut
fashion.
Short. Not even. It's very abruptly cut short in a way in which you probably wouldn't expect.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't want to give too much information, but his moment really is awesome. It is probably, next to the one-inch punch, the most badass moment in the movie.
Well, this is it. Are we not bored of this? Are we not tired of this now? I want the fans to speak up and cheer with me. Like, are we not a little bit sick of seeing Vegeta have a quick burst? It seems to happen in all the movies, even the ones that wasn't
like a short
written.
End of the stick kind of thing.
Yeah, he comes out, he does the most badass moment. It is the entrance. I was having a great nap. What was it? I was having a good day off until someone stepped on my house. It was like from movie 13. It was like the most badass entrance anyone's ever had. It was like better than Darth Vader. It was just incredible. and where did it go? To him getting beat up bad. Is that a pattern
we need to
keep repeating?
I really think he's going to have a big role in Super. But with that said, if you don't mind, I want to explain what I think is going to happen, because I kind of have it laid out. So I truly believe that this movie is going to take place right after the defeat of Boo. I mean, we do know that it's going to take slightly after. So slightly after could be, I mean, a year or a month or even a couple days, for all we know. But
well, let's
think,
use Gohan.
I mean,
what about Gohan's age and his relationship? Isn't that kind of a good prediction?
Well,
we can use them as a basis.
Yeah, right. So based on what the new translations we have from Jump say, Goten is looking for a gift for Videl. So I think this is going to take place just before Gohan and Videl get married. And I really think that we're probably not going to see this new Beerus looking character probably for a few episodes, but I think that we're only going to see Beerus as a character. I don't think he's going to be a main character. I think he's going to be like in the background, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be the guy behind the scenes.
Well,
so,
he was asleep, wasn't he? He was in a...
Well, the thing is, he should be asleep, but he was supposed to be asleep at the beginning of Revival of F, and he was up training with Goku and Vegeta. So, I mean, there are a lot of inconsistencies with Dragon Ball, but I think that this is what's going to happen. This fat Beerus, he is going to appear in action prior to the Beerus we know does, because if it happens right before Battle of Gods, which I believe it does... They didn't know who Beerus was in Battle of Gods. So I think they're going to see this fatter Beerus first, and then somehow the series is going to tie into Battle of Gods, and then after the events of Battle of Gods take place, Beerus will be in the series as a main character as opposed to being supporting cast in the background. Maybe this Beerus character is on close connection with the Beerus we know. So I don't think that Beerus is going to have a huge role with Goku, Vegeta, and all of them. I just think it's going to be this fatter-looking Beerus. And we may not... I mean, I think we're going to hear about him first. And then once Battle of God comes around, all the fans are going to be pissed. Like, wait, but in Battle of Gods, they didn't say anything about this fat Beerus. You know, so I think it's going to end up like that. That's my opinion.
So who do you... What do you... I mean, do you believe that this fat Beerus will be defeated before we get to see Beerus?
I think something is going to happen... Yeah, actually, I do, or maybe not.
That would play weird to this poster, because the poster shows them back to back, so it almost feels as if they're in a sort of confrontation with each other, or maybe even working together.
Maybe he's recruiting him, for all we know.
Mm.
We don't know, but I just don't think... I really hope that Toriyama thinks this through. Like, we can't have Beerus as part of the main cast if this was before Battle of Gods, because clearly they didn't even know who Beerus was in Battle of Gods.
Yeah.
Only Vegeta through a flashback with his father. But that's besides the point. But
Which
just
was
don't
clever.
Think
I
that,
liked
think,
that.
Yeah.
I liked
I just
Vegeta's...
really don't think that... Yeah?
No, I'm just saying, I liked Vegeta's reminiscence of that. I liked the way that played in.
Yeah, but I just really don't think that they're going to show Beerus. They're just going to show him working behind the scenes. I mean, what other characters are there that we don't really see that work behind the scenes? You know, it's just, there are not many, but it's just like Dr. Gerou. You know,
true.
He always existed, but we never actually saw him until after we heard about him. I mean, you didn't watch, I don't know if you've actually watched the original Dragon Ball, but he was never discussed in Dragon Ball. We only ever actually saw him until we saw the android arc of Dragon Ball Z. So it might be like that. But only in this case, since we never saw him in Dragon Ball, we're going to see Beerus, but he's going to be working behind the scenes. We might even have like a God of Destruction arc where it's from a villain's side of view. I really think this is going to be something different. And based on what Toriyama's done lately, he's completely rejuvenating the series to something that no one ever expected. Come on, it's the first production in 18 years. It's a 30-year-old franchise. It's been around since the mid to late 80s. It's just, this is really it's the gift that keeps on giving. So I just think that it's going to be a time for redemption. And I mean, you don't even need redemption with Dragon Ball Z, because it's always... Everyone always has high expectations, but based on what you just said before about this, the artwork, I mean, there are obviously exceptions, but I really think I'm looking forward to it. I think there's going to be thought. I think there's going to be some depth. I really just, like, I'm going to stand by this. Gohan is going to be getting married to Videl. You're going to see Beerus, but the guys on Earth aren't going to know about him. But we're going to see this fat Beerus first, and there's going to be a fight with this fat Beerus, and then that'll eventually lead up to Battle of Gods. And then we'll learn that Battle of Gods takes place. There's going to be some sort of, saying this is what's going to happen. Battle of Gods is going to end, and then we'll probably get an arc after Battle of Gods.
That's what we need. We're going to need something to... Because what I don't want is it to lead up to Battle of Gods and then kind of leave us with empty space, you know, and now go watch Battle of Gods and come back to us.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, clearly what Toriyama is doing is filling that 10-year time skip between the defeat of Majin Buu and the last episode of Dragon Ball Z, because it's a 10-year time skip between that time. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly. But before we just, because I'm going to bring this to a close soon, because we're going on a little over an hour, and I don't know how long it's going to be when we edit this through.
Sure.
But the thing is, like, I'm seeing a lot of things online where it's just, you know, I have to maintain some sort of vision and portray myself as professional because of the website I run. But I'm seeing some of these comments, like, you know, a lot of people out there, you know, they're talking about it's already an inconsistency because... Where's Oob going to fall into this? Like, you know, not for anything. Oob was in the last episode of Dragon Ball Z. We know this takes place within the Lost Decade. Clearly, it's before the end of Dragon Ball Z. So it's not going to start after the end of Z. Like, people, it's hard for me to bite my tongue. But when I see things like that, where people clearly are ignorant to the fact that what is actually going to happen. So I just want to make that clear. This is going to happen before the end of Dragon Ball Z. So whether we see Ub or not, maybe we'll get a small arc showing his, I guess, his village. But I just, Ub right now is nothing because he's not even a thought right now. It happened, but this is happening all before that because Videl's pregnant. So you figure she has the kid in Revival of F. And Piccolo's babysitting her at the very beginning, spoiler. So she's born, she's clearly younger than what she was in the last episode of Dragon Ball Z, so you figure that Resurrection F, Rival of F happens before that. So you could put them in timelines. So it's just like, thinking about where friggin' Ub is gonna show up, it's just, to me, it's stupid. Like, come on, like, I don't want to say it sounding arrogant, but it's just like, read before you make stupid, frankly, stupid statements like that. I can get really passionate about it because I like to think I know a fairly decent amount, and I certainly don't know as much as, I mean, everyone out there. But there are people that know more, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's just, there are just some things where you need to, come on, open your eyes.
It's fun to have criticism. It's fun for people to be, you know, the way I've been pretty negative towards it, but this is just me on a first look. You know, I haven't given it much thought. This is a first look basis. To go in depth and think about the timeline and where it's going to fit, and as you say, Ub, I think that's a bit too much. I think we need to slow down and give it some kind of a chance. But, because I do give it a chance. But despite all of the negativity I've been giving, you know, I'm looking forward. And as I said, I am going to watch it. If I truly believed it was going to be horrible, I wouldn't watch it. But I am going to watch it, and I am somewhat excited about it. Nervous, yes. Critical of the character designs, yes. Doesn't mean that I think it's stupid. Doesn't mean that I think the whole entire thing is lazy. You know, there's just small points here and there. Majub, when he fuses with Majin Buu, was one of my favorite characters. Obviously, I don't want to go into GT, but yeah, Majub is one of my favorite characters, and I definitely want Ub to make an appearance, definitely. But to think about him and to wonder if he's going to be or where he fits into this is just a bit too much. We need to lay back a little bit, leave too much of that geeky stuff behind us, and just kind of enjoy the moment.
Honestly, to me, it shouldn't even be debatable. It's just wait for it. We know where this takes place now. Right slightly after the defeat of Boo. We know we don't see Ub until 10 years later. 10 years.
Hmm.
And this happens before... Even Resurrection F happens before the end of Dragon Ball Z. So give it a damn break. That's what I want to see.
Have fun debating it. Let's have our critique moments, but let's not go too far into it. Let's as you say, give it a break.
It's just put it to rest for a minute. Just let the show happen. Sometimes I get really passionate because I think I know a fairly decent amount about the series, the franchise, the production aspect, like a lot that went on. So when I see things like that, it's really hard for me to bite my tongue. But talking on this, I feel like I could say it freely because I don't want to call anyone out, but it's just, I mean, there are going to be honestly thousands of people listening to this.
But I would definitely tell people to sway towards listening to you over me for a start when it comes to the opinions of how the series is going to turn out, because obviously you clearly do know more than I do about this. But listen to me when it comes to the artistic standpoint. I know more about the art.
Rightfully so.
But yeah, I just think it's just fun. This is fun. It's all in fun. And we should all get excited for it.
Well, with that all said, do you have anything else to add before we bring this to a close?
No. I'm quite happy with this, and yeah, it's been fun. It's been very fun.
Well, how about this? How about you give the fans listening a little insight as to how they could find you? You're an artist. You're great. So just plug some of your stuff. Where can they find you online?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, ADC Art Attack. You can find me on Twitter, it's ADC Art Attack. You can find me on YouTube, ADC Epic Art Attack. Or you can find me on my recently just started live streams, which I now do 3 to 5 days a week on twitch.tv/ADC Art Attack. So yeah, there you go.
Very cool. And as always, you can find us Dragon Ball Insider at www.dragonballinsider.com. You can find us on Instagram at Dragon Ball Insider, Twitter at DB Insider, and at iTweetDBZ. We have our Tumblrs, we have our Facebooks, we have a lot of that good stuff, and of course the podcast. We're up on iTunes, we are on Podbeam, we have a RSS feed on our website, so you could pretty much find us anywhere. Just search Dragon Ball Insider or Dragon Ball Podcast. We'll pop up. But with that said, I think we had a great conversation, Anthony. I mean, I definitely had a good time talking with you, and I'm interested to see what other fans think when they listen to this. So with that all said, thanks for joining me on this, Ant. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is the end of the Dragon Ball Insider podcast. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed. Until next time. Dude, she literally took that shit from a cereal box. What the fuck? Whatever.